Top brass at the Phoenix Police Department, including outgoing Chief Jerry Williams, have been using an encrypted messaging app called Signal that allows users to secretly send messages and creates no record of them. It's a big problem when it comes to public records laws and potentially for the ongoing Department of Justice investigation the department is under. The story was uncovered by ABC 15 investigative reporter Dave Biskobing, and I spoke with him more about it.
Yeah, so I started getting some information as reporting a little bit more on some of the distrust and dysfunction at the top of Phoenix PD. And I started hearing from multiple sources that, hey, do you know that they're all using a private encrypted messaging app so that they can essentially delete and protect the messages they're sending each other? And a lot of what they're talking about is sensitive department matters, and those would be public records and evidence in ongoing lawsuits and perhaps even the DOJ investigation. So that was a pretty bright red flag for me to begin looking into and digging deeper.
So tell us what you found. I mean, you were able to confirm this in multiple ways. Where did this information come from?
Sources from within the department. So I spoke to several different people about this, and then after that, I started making calls to people kind of on the periphery of the department, activists, other groups, people that had been in contact with the chiefs throughout the fourth floor, the top floor of the Phoenix Police Department. And these people, you know, they have the Signal app themselves. So they said, hey, when you download the Signal app, it notifies you of other people in your contact list that have Signal. So people started sending me screenshots they had saved of these assistant chiefs and the chief with them having Signal downloaded on the phones and the numbers they use for work. And so that's very specific proof. Mm-hmm. Look, here are the chiefs, here are top public officials using this private messaging app that violates all sorts of laws, especially the public record law.
Yeah, I want to get into that in a moment. But first, give us a little primer on how this works. Like, you tested it out. When you say it's like a private encrypted messaging app, what exactly does that mean in something like a public records context?
Sure. Almost everybody's got an iPhone, right? So, you know, we send each other, you know, messages through the iPhone. And those messages are, I mean, they're not public, but, you know, they can be subpoenaed. There's a record of those, you know, with your phone carrier. But when you use an app like Signal, those messages are encrypted. So if anybody like police were to reach out to Signal to get those messages, there would be no way to get them. They exist really only in this private messaging between people. And you can even set a feature on there where those text messages that you're sending back and forth will delete themselves after an hour, 30 minutes. Mm. And that's what was happening with these Phoenix police officials.
So how does all of this tie into your past investigations into the department when they falsely charged a group of protesters as a gang? This all ties together, I understand.
Well, basically, we have a situation where as we investigated how Phoenix police and county prosecutors colluded to falsely charge protesters as members of a made-up gang, a gang that these officials made up, you know, you started running into this block of how high did this knowledge of this go. Mm-hmm. And there was an outside investigation. There's been some criminal cases that were all dismissed. There's now lawsuits. And that's really the focus. Who knew what and when and how high did this go? Well, there hasn't been solid evidence showing Chief Williams or her number two, Executive Assistant Chief Mike Kurtenbach, knowing. Now, their subordinates say, yeah, they knew, but there hasn't been proof. Well, now, because of these kind of messaging apps and the deletion of these messages that might show what they knew and when, it's a big deal, right? Mm. That's not only a violation of public record law because their communications are public records, but because there's all these ongoing cases, those messages would be evidence. And since those have now been deleted, that's a huge deal. And we do know from screenshots we've gotten, they were discussing these protest cases. So this is something that needs a lot more digging into and investigating. And I'm not sure who's going to do it.
So, I mean, this has a lot of ramifications, as you're saying, within cases that are already being investigated for lawsuits, right, that are being filed against the department. But also, the Phoenix Police Department is under investigation by the Department of Justice, and they are looking into cases, including your protester investigation. Tell us a little bit about the ramifications there of using an app like this in that context.
Well, the Department of Justice is investigating Phoenix, you know, pretty much top to bottom in a whole bunch of areas, including and specifically how they treated and handled protesters. And if they're investigating a pattern or practice of violating people's rights, and evidence about the knowledge at the top of the department is being deleted and has been deleted, I mean, that speaks for itself. I mean, there's no reason for a public official to use these apps. Private citizens, that's one thing. You know, their communications are private, but these are public officials. What they say and do about work is our business, the people's business. They know deleting it is wrong. And for them to claim that, oh, well, this is just a new technology, we don't have policies and procedures, it's like treating us like we're idiots. Hmm.
So what has the department said in response to your reporting here?
Well, the first thing they said was something that ended up being completely untrue. When we first broke the story last Wednesday, they told us Chief Williams asked her staff to stop using Signal and she deleted the app in 2020. Well, after seeing that story, an attorney for multiple top cops that have kind of been scapegoated throughout this whole protest scandal wrote a letter to the city manager, which we obtained, and it said, that's not true. Here are screenshots my guys have in a Signal chat with the chief and other assistant chiefs talking about the protest cases a whole year after the city first claimed Chief Williams deleted the app and asked everybody to stop using it. So that wasn't true. That was completely and provably false. Now this department won't answer questions at all. And we're just getting statements from the city manager's office. Well, we've gotten one. And I want to actually read it to you. Quote, technological changes have influenced the way people communicate in modern society. Those changes often outpace policies and procedures regulating their use. The city is committed to an evaluation of our policies and training to ensure employee adherence to all applicable public record laws. And I know that's a lot of fancy words and it's all meant to be very obscure, but they say changes in technology outpace policies and procedures. No, they don't. Public records are public records. If the chief and her top cops don't know that deleting messages that are public records and could be evidence in cases is wrong, then they shouldn't be in those positions.
All right. Dave Biskbing, Chief Investigative Reporter for ABC 15, joining us with more on this. Dave, thank you for your reporting. I appreciate it.
Thank you.